We have one item that we pulled from the consent calendar. For reasons I'm still not quite clear on.
Yeah, 965.
965.
I'll read the title. Approve, deny, and terminate limited tax exemptions for properties under the Home Buyer Opportunity and Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Programs.
Good morning.
Is it still morning?
It is.
A few more minutes. Good morning. Really quickly. So this ordinance
was... What's
your
name for the record?
Oh, sorry, Andrea Mathiason, Portland Housing Bureau. This ordinance was previously on the consent agenda. We asked that it be moved to the regular agenda so that it could be heard today. The ordinance represents periodic administrative action that needs to happen in order to meet statutory deadlines for the Portland Housing Bureau's administration of our single-family property tax exemption programs. And so what this ordinance does is it approves, denies, and terminates single-family, 10-year single-family property tax exemptions that have been provided for low-income homebuyers. And what we do with this information after this council action is then provide that to Multnomah County in time for them to close their tax rolls.
So it's based on the calendar of the 10-year rolling
exactly.
timetable.
Yes.
Okay.
And what was the purpose of having it on the regular agenda?
It was on the consent agenda.
Right.
And so it's just an administrative action that comes to council quarterly, but it needed to be heard today in order to meet the statutory deadline and get this information to the county before their tax rolls close.
I see.
Okay.
Because we didn't have a consent agenda today.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
Thank you.
I just have to say that over the past 6 years, I've seen all the drama drained out of this exercise, but there was once upon a time a big debate about the state of our tax abatement programs, the coordination with the county and the assessor's office, and the level of oversight. And one of the consequences of the creation of the new Portland Housing Bureau is this function was squarely placed on the Bureau's to-do list, and the Bureau came up with a way of regularly coming forward in a transparent way and telling us who's observing the rules, who isn't, and then taking action. An awful lot of work went into it. Commissioner Fritz even volunteered to serve on a big look committee that went on for a couple years that was produced really important work, but it's not the kind of work that often gets recognition. But the fact that this is no longer a point of controversy is a credit to the way, in my view, the way the Bureau administers this program. So I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Good work. Thank you. Is there anyone that wants to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. No, if you didn't sign that, Crystal, this is a ministerial action. So. Okay, roll call, then on the resolution.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Thanks very much. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. We're adjourned until next week.